Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
That's Miranda Lambert and Automatic on Great Country 101.9 WDEZ, BS and Vanessa. Can I be the first to raise my hand and say I like things automatic? I like the way things are now.
They're okay.
I like the fact that I can push a button and my window goes down in the car, goes whoop. Then I push again,
You're
goes
so
whoop.
Lazy.
And then I reach over my other hand, I push another button, it's like cold air blowing on me. I like that.
I love
is that
but
wrong
you really
with me?
Are lazy.
Is there something wrong with that?
I don't know. When I think about...
tell me something from the past that I will miss.
I don't. How about, you know, the like she said, the McAnally's and, you know, getting out. We didn't have the GPS and you could look at the map.
Fun.
When we used to do road trips, my family was so awesome how they did it. We didn't go to expensive places like Disney World and stuff like that. We would just go, we'd go road tripping and we got to see a lot of history. Like we went to Gettysburg and we'd go out west and we'd, you know, different places. And so we'd have the map. And I remember how my parents would bring out the map and we'd have to, you know, look where we're going. I don't know.
That's so much more fun than a GPS.
Great memories. Like, seriously. Like, I appreciate now what my parents did for us and how cool that was that we did that. Back in the day, I always wanted to go to the beaches. My friends were all going to the fun places. Now I appreciate it and I'm cool with it.
My family vacation was going down to Bob's BP and getting some Virginia Slims for Mom. The 120s, the long ones.
You know your mom listens.
That was
you're going to get a phone call. You're going to get in trouble.
Mom. No, just kidding.
You are so going to get in trouble.
Just kidding, Mom. She really did like the long Virginia Slims. It was always the 120s.
Tequila.
Yeah. No, we didn't get we didn't do tequila. Just Virginia Slims. But
and wine?
No. No, my mom actually never drank.
Yeah.
Really. She drank She drank like one time and got super loopy one time.
Yeah, she was worried about drinking too much and letting you guys, you know.
That is actually what happened.
Losing control and not being able to
actually, that happened in the neighborhood once. There was the neighbors threw a party and all the parents got loopy and the kids, we ran wild. We ran wild through the neighborhood. And then I think all the parents in the neighborhood stopped drinking after that. It was really crazy.
I don't see the connection at all.
So the whole maps, that doesn't prove. No, I'd rather have a GPS. By far. I'd like to be able to punch an address in rather than even like MapQuest. Or, okay. No.
One of my one of my favorite memories is of my dad and my grandpa. My grandpa had this truck, and it was learning how to drive stick three on a tree. Do you know what that is? Have you ever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of people don't know what that is. Yeah. And I actually, my dad and my grandpa were in the truck, and they taught me. And I picked it up really quickly, but now every time... I don't know. I think of that song. It just makes me kind of tear up in a good way because I miss my grandpa so
much. Think how quickly you could have picked it up and just get in a car and just put it in D and just going.
Yeah, but the memories. I'm talking about, to me, not having things automatic and in a different way. It just, you know, not coming home and watching TV because we didn't have money for cable. We only had like two channels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we were out. We played outside and we did other things. And there was no video games. I remember we got Atari. We didn't even play that much. Or we'd have to go, you know, rent the whole VHS system. You'd have to go rent the player. When Top Gun came out, my brother wanted to show that for his birthday. So we had to go to the store, buy the rent the VHS player and the video to be able to play it because we didn't have a VHS machine. And I don't know, just some of the great memories. You don't.
I can sit in my chair and hit on demand and I can watch Top Gun within 30 seconds.
I don't know. I guess.
This is so much better now.
I don't know.
It's great.
I think kids are so spoiled and it bothers me. I love my kids to death. I think they're the best things I've ever done in this entire world. But just the gimme, gimme, gimme. And it's not their fault because this is how they're growing up these days. And I really don't blame them, but I don't like the fact that things do come to them. That kids are so spoiled. It is automatic. They get it. They expect to go to the store and get this or get that. Or, you know, it's sad. It's very sad to me. I don't know.
You know
what's
sad?
Kids are missing out on the way we grew up.
You know what's sad? If I wasn't able to go home in the afternoon and watch Dog with a Blog on demand, that would be sad.
You and I are so alike in so many ways, and then we are so different. Seriously, nothing is nothing.
They're not coming for me, are they?
Hee hee, ha ha.
Can you hear that?
They're coming to take me away.
Can you hear
they're coming to get you.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.